the sort of thing that should never happen. The Bible, God says He doesn't want us to speak blessing and to speak cursing. He wants us just to choose to speak words of blessing. Now, God wants us to speak blessing over other people. God wants you to speak blessing over your family, over your children. But can I tell you, God also wants you to speak blessing over yourself. Look at this scripture. I love this scripture. Isaiah 65, verse 16, it says, "So it shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself in the land shall do so by saying." The Bible says that you can invoke blessing on yourself by your words. Your words bring blessing in your life. Your words can bless your finances, or your words can curse your finances. Your words are powerful. We're familiar with the scripture in Proverbs 18. I'm sure many of you know this, verse 20. It says, "A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled." Do you know that your lips are producing in your life? Do you know that your words produce fruit in your life? It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." The contemporary version says, "You will eat everything you say." Have you ever heard that saying? You're going to eat your words. You better watch out. Do you know that that's true? Do you know that you are literally going to eat what you say? You're going to produce what you say. In Proverbs 13, verse 2, it says, "A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth." Your words are powerful. They can bring blessing or they can bring cursing. Do you know that the first words that God spoke over Adam and Eve were words of blessing? Do you know that God blessed Adam and Eve with these words? Are we aware of this? Raise your hand if you knew that. Oh, a lot of people didn't know that. Well, look at Genesis chapter 1, right at the beginning. It says, so in verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God made male and female. That's it. That's it. We live in a world today where they want to redefine what a man is, what a woman is. We have educated people today that can't tell you what a woman is. God made man and female. That's it. In verse 28, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." God blessed them with his words by speaking to them. It says, "And God blessed them." That's powerful. The first words God spoke over mankind were words of blessing. Do you know God told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons, they were the priests over Israel, that they were to bless the people of Israel by speaking a blessing over them. In Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, "The Lord spoke to Moses and said, speak to Aaron and his sons, this is the way that you shall bless the children of Israel." What's the way we must bless them? "You must say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." We sang the song today. May his favor be upon you and your children and your family 1,000 generations. That's right out of the scripture in Numbers, right? God said, the way you're going to bless my people is by declaring the Lord bless you and keep you. And God said, when you do that, then I'm going to put my blessing on them. They bless them with their words. We need to bless people with our words. We need to bless our children with our words. Speak blessing over your children. Don't speak curses over your children, no matter how they may be acting. You know, Jules, can I tell about what your dad used to say? They're both passed, but Jules' dad, and he loved his children. He had four children. Jules has two brothers, and she had two brothers and one sister. And he just didn't know anybody. He didn't know the Lord. And for years, he would tell them, you're going to land up in prison. You're going to land up on the street. He was trying to frighten them, but he didn't realize he was cursing them. He said this to them for years. Do you know that both of Jill's brothers died in state mental hospitals? Both of them, in their 50s. I was very careful with my kids. Doesn't matter how they were behaving, I would speak blessing on them. I would tell them how good they are, how smart they are, how blessed they are. You're going to do great. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We would, from when they were little, we would speak blessing. I would really encourage you to speak blessing over your children. But we also need to bless our own lives by speaking words of blessing over our life. Are you blessing yourself or are you cursing yourself? Are you speaking words of faith and victory and words of life, or are you speaking words of defeat over your life? Because let me tell you, you can follow all the principles of being a good steward, and you can be a tither, you can be a generous giver, but if you curse your life with your words, if you curse your finances with your words, it's going to limit what God can do for you. Because the truth is, God cannot do more for you than what your words allow him to. Let me say that again. God cannot do more for you than what your words allow him to. You can't speak death and experience life. You can't speak cursing and have blessing. Your words are powerful. In Proverbs 6, verse 2, the scripture says, you are trapped by your own words. You're trapped by your own words. Some people are being held in an invisible prison because of the words that they've said. I'll never be able to do that. I'll never be able to afford that. I just could never see myself doing that. Well, that's holding you back. In Proverbs 18, verse 7, it says, the mouth of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. In Psalm 34:12, it says, does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Does anyone here want to live a long, prosperous life? Wave your hand at me if you do, if you want to live a long, prosperous life. Well, it says, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Now, some people wonder, what does it mean to speak evil? Well, do you know when God told the children of Israel to go and take the promised land? He said, I'm with you. I've given it to you. Do you know what they said? We can't do it. The giants are too big. We can't do it. And God said that what they said was evil. See, when we say something that disagrees with what God says, that's actually speaking evil. Your own words can trap you. They can keep you from being blessed. You can't talk poverty and live in abundance. You can't talk sickness and live in health. You can't talk defeat and live in victory. Are you with me, family? Proverbs 12, verse 6 says, the mouth of the upright will deliver them. Your words can either trap you, curse you, or deliver you and bless you. Don't curse yourself anymore. I want to encourage you to start speaking words of blessing over your life. In Job 22, verse 28, it says, you will declare a thing and it will be established for you. You will declare a thing. Say, I will declare a thing and it will be established for me. Jesus himself taught us this. In Mark 11, verse 23, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you." Do you know what it means when Jesus says, "Assuredly, I say to you"? It means what I'm telling you, it's a sure thing. Assuredly. Whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Jesus said you're going to have whatever you say if you believe it in your heart. And the more you say something, the more you believe it. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the more you hear yourself say that, the more you'll believe it. So we got a choice. Are we going to speak words of blessing or are we going to speak words of cursing? In Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, the Bible says, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Say, I got a choice. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your descendants may live. You see, we got a choice. You can choose to speak words of blessing, or you can choose to speak words of cursing. I encourage you to speak words of blessing. Say, I'm going to speak words of blessing. I'm not cursing my life anymore. Say, I choose blessing. I choose life. I choose health. Amen. I saw something on TikTok.